when we get ideas, how do we know whether we can, we'll be able to actually tap them or not? I would say three things are there in this. First is that when an idea comes, at that time, the force is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it's best not to have the critical faculty on. At least let the idea come out.
Come out.
Maybe nowadays with technology available, you can just record it,
mm-hmm.
write it down or record it, and at least get it expressed. Now, at the time the creative juices are flowing, the inspiration is coming, at that time, we ourselves are too excited to evaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's something which is easily to implement, then we can do it, but something is going to require a significant amount of time and energy to implement, then at that time, it's good to just record it. And then, after some time, when we are calmed down, then we evaluate it. So, okay, this will require a substantial amount of work. But there's something which I can do. This, maybe I need to check it out with some other people. So, when the creative flow comes, just let it come. But that doesn't mean we have to act and do it immediately. But after some time, the second step is evaluate it ourselves. And we can't implement all the ideas that we get. But at the stage of evaluation, say if I got 10 ideas, I may shortlist 2 or 3. It's something which maybe I can work on. And then we need some friends, maybe our relatives, friends, colleagues, whomever, to whom we can toss the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to not be
super critical.
Yeah, neither super critical nor utopian. If they just, oh, just do it. No, but they also have to, they have to be realistic without being critical. So even if you have one friend like that, it becomes a big help.
Mm-hmm.
So they can actually give us an objective perspective. And even if we don't get it, even if we don't get the objective perspective, we feel yes. If we feel inspired, say initially any idea that comes, we just feel I want to do it. But say if after 2-3 days, after a week, still that inspiration is remaining. That means it's not just a passing infatuation, it's like a strong inspiration that we have. Then we can start implementing it. And it's not necessary that every single idea that we implement, it has to lead to success. It's the process of receiving ideas and trying to implement them that develops our creativity, that develops our skills. Edison, he said that it was not that he's tried to make a bulb thousands of times, he didn't get it. So he didn't consider that as a failure. He said, I came to 1,000 ways in which I did not, and this bulb cannot be made. So, of course, we don't have unlimited energy to waste in experimenting. But experimenting is itself not a waste. So within our schedule, whatever we have, say, okay, this is what I want to focus on, I can try to focus. And over a period of time, as we start doing it, both our creative faculty will be developed and our critical faculty will also be developed. So then we will be able to evaluate, we will be able to receive more and more ideas, and we will also be able to evaluate which really works.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can work on it. Okay.
All the best.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. I look forward to seeing you.
Sure.
Sure.